Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying God's Classroom, Bible Bits from Job. In this session, we'll be looking at Job 23 and verse 10, Ministry in Suffering. Job 23:10 reads, "But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold." Job is speaking of character, the foundation of ministry. Character is the raw material of life. It can be diligently used to build a temple or neglected to produce a trash heap. Abraham Lincoln said, "Character is like a tree and reputation is like the shadow of a tree. The tree is the real thing. Reputation is what we think we are. Character is what God knows we are." Jesus described character in the Beatitudes. Paul called it the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. He said, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." People with character have integrity. What they say and do comes from a sincere dedication to God. What is character? Well, character is Joseph saying no to Potiphar's wife and going to prison for being honest and pure. Character is Moses giving up the benefits of being an Egyptian prince for the trials of serving people who didn't appreciate his leadership. Character is Jeremiah giving a lifetime of pleading with his people and watching the nation die. Character is Paul saying, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day," and getting slapped in the face for it. Acts chapter 23, verses 1 and 2. Then Paul, looking earnestly at the council, said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." And the high priest Ananias commanded those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth. Character is Martin Luther at the Diet of Worms declaring, "Here I stand, I can do no other. God help me. Amen." Character is Hugh Latimer saying to Nicholas Ridley before they were burned at the stake, "Be of good comfort, Master Ridley, and play the man. We shall this day light such a candle by God's grace in England as will never be put out." And character is Jim Elliot writing in his journal, "He is no fool to give up what he cannot keep, to gain what he cannot lose." How is character developed? Well, it's done in everyday life. Telling the truth when a lie would help you escape. It's taking the blame when someone else deserves it. It's not cutting corners on tasks no one will inspect. Character is making sacrifices for people who will not appreciate it. The bottom line, character is living your life before God, fearing Him, seeking to please Him alone, no matter how you feel or what others say. For Christians, character is formed by Scripture, making it part of our thought process, obeying what it says, by faithfully gathering for prayer and worship, by making sacrifices willingly to serve others. And it is strengthened by God's grace in suffering. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 3 down to verse 10. "We give no offense in anything, that our ministry may not be blamed. But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. And then if you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23 down to chapter 12 verse 10. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant. In stripes above measure. In prisons more frequently. In deaths often. From the Jews 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rod. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I've been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is made to stumble, and I do not burn with indignation? If I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas the king was guarding the city of the Damascenes with a garrison, desiring to arrest me. But I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped from his hands. And then the next chapter, verse 1. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I did not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. For such a one I will boast, yet of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmities. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth. But I refrain lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations. A thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasures in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Character is not developed in a vacuum. The responsibility and accountability of living with people is necessary, as well as the hurts and disappointments from loving people. What we see as success, God may view as failure. What we view as failure may bring glory to God. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23 warns us, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. And Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7 tells us, Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. And James chapter 5 encourages us by saying, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it can and it will be given to him. Let me ask you, can damaged character be destroyed? Can damaged character be restored and repaired? No. If the person offers excuses instead of confession, or expresses regret instead of repentance. No. If the person runs to the first false prophet who tells him or her, that's okay, when it's not. Someone said, human nature prefers to whitewash rather than let God wash white. But yes, character can be restored and repaired if the person is willing to confess sin in humility. Listen, building takes time. Rebuilding, even more time. And should restored character qualify someone to serve? Well, yes. If restoration is biblical and thorough, if sincere and in humility, restoration, Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Fellowship, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. So that, on the contrary, you ought rather to forgive and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one be swallowed up with too much sorrow. And ministry, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. Discipline is for restoration. Restoration is for fellowship. Fellowship involves ministry. If not done biblically, there is no restoration. Fellowship is then insincere, and ministry is dangerous. An insincerely restored servant is poisonous and not healthy. All his ministry is defiling and destructive. Psalm 95, verse 10. You who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. You have a great day.